much about.
From Korea, Chicago, London, and Keokuk, the latest news from all parts of the world with complete reports on the top developments of the day.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Let me ask you this question. How in God's name did you get this job?
I am great at dealing with these disturbances.
Yes, really? I'm asking that because you come off as quite a goofball.
I'm going to take that as a compliment.
It's not. Is there any question that you will answer? Because you haven't answered one question yet. For example, what color is your tie?
Let me just say this.
Uh-huh.
I am wearing a tie.
Yes, you are. What color is it?
I believe the tie is self-evident, so the color is there.
Okay.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thank you.
And now.
Well, I, for one, think you're perfect for each other.
Feel like there's going to be more.
Because you're both losers.
There it is.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is a Thursday morning, the 21st of November.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
Which means next Thursday, a week from today, is Thanksgiving.
Right.
Is that possible?
It is. Very much so.
It went very fast.
And then, like, 2 weeks from then is
Weeks from tomorrow, or, yeah.
Saturday.
Saturday, yeah. Is acoustic.
That, mm-hmm. Well, it's early this year. It's usually 1 week later, but still.
Oh, they're throwing me off.
Yeah, everything's sneaking up.
That's how I run my calendar by our shows. So
sure.
As soon as it's, like, acoustic, then you go, okay, I'm out of time to buy gifts.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yes.
Oh, I've already bought gifts.
Oh, I hate people like you so much.
Oh, I've been on top of it.
Really?
Yeah, because I basically don't have the time anymore to really, because of the schedule, to go to stores.
Right.
So I just do it online and do it fast.
Okay.
Get it done.
All right.
Have things delivered,
man. How about you, Allie?
No.
No,
I
haven't started.
I pick up things along the way, like throughout the year, if I see something that I know close friend of mine would love.
Right.
But I'm also the type of person that can't stand not giving it to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my God, I got you something so great, but I have to wait 4 months. So
it's April, but I got to give you your Christmas gift.
I will ultimately wind up giving it to them.
Yeah.
And then around Christmas, I want to go, remember?
Remember in April?
But you can't do that.
No.
So then you have to pick up another one. It's not good.
Yeah.
I believe we will be doing, and this is probably breaking news to everyone because I just decided it now.
Okay.
We should be doing our Secret Santa again.
We did it last year. Yeah.
We all picked a name.
Yeah.
I think we should do that. We should do it again at all.
All right.
All right. That way we only have to do one at work.
One at work. So that's easy.
All right.
Get it done.
Well, I get Destiny the board up then because I barely know her.
Well, it's
I don't have to spend more than 10 bucks.
Secret Santa.
You don't just say it out loud.
Anyway, Dave, if you could write that down, I have Destiny the board up.
No, that's not how Secret Santa works. God, it's so hard having a Jewish guy here during the holidays. Have to explain Secret Santa to him.
No.
Have you always celebrated Christmas too?
Yeah, it's more fun, man. Growing up as a kid, you have this 8-night candle thing. It's just like, this is so stupid. And also, like,
I believe it's meaningful to some Jewish people.
It's 8 gifts, and one of them is like a health bar. You know what I mean? Like, you don't get 8 great gifts. You get 2 great gifts and a couple things, like a couple socks that your mom need to get you anyway.
All right, hang on. If I get Jensen,
right?
Yes.
Health bar.
Right.
Okay. I got socks.
Okay, good.
And so, yeah, as a kid, you see the goyim, the non-Jews in your class, and you're like, this looks amazing.
This looks so much more fun than Disneyland.
Yeah. I want to stop going to the, bad mini golf near my house. I want to live Disneyland all the time. And that's what Christmas is. It's a tree, and there's a Santa, and there's just guilt on Hanukkah.
Wow.
And guilt. Yeah, both.
Guilt and guilt.
There's a lot of guilt on a lot of Catholic Christmases too.
Yeah,
you have Catholic guilt all the time.
Yeah, we're a lot like Jewish, the Jewish religion in that way. We're a guilty people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Are you guys like me, where you really want to give them the best gift, and then they open it and they go, oh, great, and you go, oh man, I wanted that to be so good.
Yeah,
I thought I'd get such a better response.
I feel like I'm a pretty good gift giver.
I feel like I am too.
So it's just you, Kev.
It's just me.
Just you, Kev.
Wow.
What are your, some of the things you remember getting your kids? Is there anything off the top of your head you're like, that was a good gift?
You mean in years past?
Yeah.
Yeah, drum set for my daughter.
That's a good gift.
Wow.
And it was still La Santa time, so set it up at like 1 a.m.
Oh, gosh.
She not sure I set it up
the
right.
The kick drum, the whole thing.
I also rented you another apartment for that. Because that's
that may have been a mistake.
That's a commitment to give
it's
to
possible
have your daughter learn drums in your house.
Yeah, that may have been the wrong thing to do. But
when do you start shopping, Kev?
I mean,
Christmas Eve.
I used to be the final week before Christmas, and I used to honestly go out on Christmas Eve for real.
Well, I enjoy kind of the hustle bustle of that too, though. Like I know that,
but
it's
but not
last
the
minute,
desperation.
But,
like, no, you already have something.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's.
I love that he loves the hustle and bustle. He is a Christmas song. I love that you enjoy Christmas. This
I do.
Much.
It's great.
I love the hustle.
The
and
hustle
bustle.
And bustle is the not anything any of us agree.
The smell of the tree. I mean,
I
come
love
on.
It.
I'm
that.
All in,
I
man.
Love it.
I'm Andy Williams, basically.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Well, I'm in. You know me.
Yeah, of course.
Love me some.
How many
Christmas
movies have you already watched?
You know what? I haven't been as good with them as I have in the past.
So, triple digits?
Oh, for sure. Okay. Triple digits.
You haven't
yeah.
been able to watch yeah. the Disney Plus one yet, right?
I have not watched Noelle yet, so I'm saving that for next week, which okay. I'm very excited about. Mm-hmm. I did, of course, see Last Christmas in the theater, and right. I will see it again in the theater because it's a delight. But besides that, yeah, I mean, we've got the Prince, the Netflix yep. Christmas Prince, the sequel coming up. There's a royal baby. So, I mean, there's a lot going on in my head.
Santa has something very special nope. in his sack for you, too.
Nope.
I haven't watched that one, but it's on my list.
You'll get to it.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin DeBicho, shall
is
we?
Is anybody buying this polished turd?
We have tickets in the 6 o'clock hour for the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas Night 1.
Yeah.
A new game. Making up a new game.
It's going to be Christmas themed.
Now, a lot of times we make up new games and they don't work. I feel like this is going to go well.
Why would you jinx it?
I feel like there's no way anything could go wrong.
You may have jinxed it.
Stay tuned. Now I'm listening.
Oh, no.
Get Up on This with Jensen. Mm-hmm. Does it on Thursdays. Somebody lied, and the worse lie, the better, to get out of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a conversation about somebody who faked their own death.
Sure.
To and ghost,
then,
yeah.
And then, yeah, just to ghost somebody. And then stayed in the same area, so they ran into him.
Yeah. There's got to be a better way just to say, I don't want to be with you
but
anymore.
I think people hate that confrontation.
Yeah. My friends totally went ghost on me.
So they just basically hide.
Yeah. It's not great.
It's not
great
the best
for
way to do
involved.
It, no.
No.
Comedian Eddie Ift will join us today. He's doing his big...
Something stupid, yeah. He's doing something stupid.
Something stupid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For charity, but it's stupid.
It's for charity.
It's great.
It's great at its core.
Yes.
But physically, it's stupid.
But for his core,
yes.
It's not
bad news.
Great.
Bad
yes.
news.
Got it.
RJ Bell takes a look at week 12 of the NFL, and Bo Bachman joins us in studio talking about the LA Auto Show.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
So that's coming up. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next.
You've gotten kind of good at it, Kev. Yeah. You're better than you... I spoke too soon.
No, that is so much better than usual.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like 100% better.
Yeah.
You're so focused on it, though.
I started so low, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the most I've ever seen you concentrate, to be honest.
That's Yellow Wolf and Opie Taylor. It is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:50. Allie is here with her first look at what's happening.
Guys, I don't watch SNL. Unless there's a guest I really want to see or a musical guest I really want to see. Mm-hmm. And even then, I'm like, I'll tape it. Fast forward a lot. But some great people coming up. December 7th, Jennifer Lopez with musical guest DaBaby.
Yay!
Could I be whiter?
Say it again.
DaBaby.
All right.
We'll accept it.
Can we go to... our new board op to say DaBaby for us. She came from an urban station.
Yes, Destiny, please. How would you say it?
DaBaby.
That was pretty good.
I mean, she put a lot less emphasis on duh. You know what I mean?
DaBaby?
Yeah.
All right. How about this, Destiny? DaBaby.
Yeah, I felt it.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
No worries.
Right.
I know now we have someone who is a radio professional at an urban station. I want to make sure we say it correctly.
No, you're totally right. December 14th, Scarlett Johansson with musical guest Niall Horan from One Direction.
Okay.
That dude.
Sure.
And here's the one. The only one I've been excited about since they announced it, I feel like, a year ago. But Eddie Murphy on December 21st. And they just announced a musical guest.
Okay.
Lizzo.
Yay!
Wow.
So basically December 21st, everybody, is
all right.
That'll
be biggie.
The night that you're probably going to want to be watching. Eddie Murphy and Lizzo.
And even though Eddie Murphy did appear on the anniversary special, he wasn't funny on it.
He didn't even talk.
He tried to be funny.
He just said a normal speech. He didn't even try. He was earnest. So this will be the first time he's been funny on the show.
Oh, he did talk on that one?
Yeah.
But just like just almost earnestly. An acceptance speech
yeah,
type
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. It was very yeah. happy to be here.
Yeah.
Mm. Nothing funny.
Boo!
Right. Yeah. Be funny! Well, that's what I yelled at
I
my TV.
December 21st, he will be funny.
Be funny if he doesn't, though. If he just goes up and does earnest speeches all night.
I mean, I'm glad Lizzo's going to be there. That'll be cool. Was a part of me hoping they had not announced the musical guest because Eddie Murphy was going to also be the musical guest.
Great.
Yes, I absolutely thought we were going to get Boogie in Your Butt and party all the time.
That's a good two-shot.
I really thought we were going to get it.
What says Christmas more than that?
Booty.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Like, I never thought I'd be bummed about Lizzo, but I'm bummed.
You never know. They could collaborate and do it as one of their songs together.
Oh, my God. Like she plays the flute to Boogie in Your Butt.
Boogie in Your Butt.
Oh, my. I don't know about you, but letter-writing campaign? Like, how do we do this? Do we fly to New York?
Make it happen.
And just stand
outside
and wait. I think
you have people sign surveys or something.
Petition?
Yeah, petition.
Yes,
naked, not a survey.
Do you want this to happen? Yeah,
sure,
see,
yes.
It's right there.
They
it's
checked
right
yes.
There. Guys, Zac Efron is going to star in his own survival series for streaming service Quibi.
Right.
My God.
So he has to survive for 6 minutes?
They have so much money.
It's called Killing Zac Efron. It's going to center on him as he heads deep into the jungle of a remote, dangerous island. So probably not like Long Island.
Or I guess not.
Catalina
Island. I don't know. But he's going to fall off the grid for 21 days. He'll take with him nothing but basic gear, a guide partner, and a will to survive. Plus a camera crew. Mm-hmm. Wow. So, yeah, that's going to be on Quibi. He's joining an A-list of roster. A-list of roster?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be one of those days, guys.
We'll accept it.
Joins a roster of A-listers with projects at Quibi like Guillermo del Toro, Steven Spielberg, Steven Soderbergh, J-Lo, just to name a few. Quibi set to launch in April with the goal of having 7,000 pieces of content in its first year.
I'm sorry, what?
7,000 pieces of content.
It's just
in
30
its
minutes
first
total,
year.
Though.
Yeah. If you think about it, yeah, these are going to be short little things. So 7,000 isn't that impressive. But
Quibi, very easy to make fun of.
Oh, they're right? They're going to do great.
I have a feeling.
I feel like I'm going to watch it.
This
oh, yeah.
is the one.
Absolutely.
I have a very scared feeling towards
Absolutely.
6 minutes.
Why is it
scared? Because as a television producer and writer myself, I don't want to only have 6 minutes, man. I know that they're telling people that we'll go into pitch. Do 10 hours. Don't worry about it. We'll just put it out in 6 minutes in intervals. And I'm like, I
hope they are paying their editors really well.
No kidding.
It is going to be crazy.
It's $5 a month for a version with ads or $8 for the ad-free version. I feel like that is... They should have just called this service Kevin.
Yeah.
Because it's perfect for Kevin.
I mean, I'll have to break it up into two, but... Like 3 minutes, I have to take a break.
Yeah.
And then come back
to it later.
It's
a lot.
I mean, imagine
for you to watch.
Getting it with ads. It's a 6 minute segment.
True.
And you're seeing a 1 minute ad.
Yeah, that's not what you want.
They know that people are going to buy it without ads.
Yeah, you got to spring that $3 extra for mm-hmm. the $5.
So I'll say it now. I'm gonna jump in at first. I want to know what Quibi's all
about. I do too.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. There you go. $8 for the ad free version.
Yeah.
I was going to say that, but
yeah.
All good.
Good at math.
I was just so impressed that I subtracted 3 from 8 and got 5. Mm-hmm. So I was counting as a win.
It's counting as a win.
This is real sad, you guys. I don't know about you, but I like Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's an amazing businesswoman. I feel no need to go and sit in an audience for her 2020 vision, your life in focus tour. I don't need to do that.
Is that a, like,
it's an arena tour.
Self-help thing?
Yeah, and she is going to sell it out everywhere, and it's going to be intense. But here's the thing. She announced yesterday that 9 special guests will join her 2020 Vision, Your Life in Focus tour, with a new celebrity interview for each date at arenas around the country.
How mad are you if you get Gayle King?
Well, let me.
There's nine of them. You know Gail's the worst.
Let me tell you.
Okay.
Who's going to be where?
Oh, okay.
Congrats, Fort Lauderdale. You get Lady Gaga.
Good one.
Okay. Bummed I'm not in St. Louis because you're getting Tina Fey.
Oh, wow. Is already great.
Yeah. Amy Schumer in Charlotte.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm. Dwayne The Rock Johnson in Atlanta.
All right. Could this get any better?
Michelle Obama.
Hey, Queen.
In Brooklyn.
Yeah. What? Great.
Tracy Ellis Ross in Dallas.
All right.
Kate Hudson in San Francisco.
Sure.
Notice I've left off Los Angeles.
Yeah. Who do we get? Who do we get?
We get J-Lo. We get J-Lo. We get Jennifer Lopez. J-Lo.
But you just said Michelle Obama someplace else.
Brooklyn.
Okay.
And The Rock at Atlanta.
Right.
You would think LA would be the easiest one to get.
But you know what? We're not Denver. They get Gail King.
Gail King is the worst. All nine. You hear all nine and you're like, these are icons.
Yes.
And then Gail King.
How would Oprah do this tour without having Gail King in at least one of them?
She has to.
I'll tell you this, the whole time they're doing this tour, they're probably going to do, I don't know if you ever watched their road trip that they did together.
They record them.
One of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
So I assume that's the culmination of the tour and they run a whole road trip thing. That will be good, but I'd be so bummed if I got Gail King in Denver.
Yeah, by far the worst. By the way, Gail King has put together an incredible journalistic career recently.
She's amazing.
Over the last few years. But it is, it's also a conversation we've seen maybe, I don't know, 900 times over the years.
Yeah. I would want the Tina Fey.
I would love that too.
I would love The Rock. Yeah. The Rock and Oprah sounds
that too, both.
Really good.
Yeah. Well, the tour will motivate audiences to, quote, make 2020 the year of renewal and celebrate all we're meant to be. There's going to be an interactive morning session involving workbook exercises and outlining a wellness action plan for the year.
No, thank you.
And then Julianne Hough, Emmy-winning choreographer, is going to kick off an afternoon session with a movement experience.
Oh.
You're going to make me dance, Julianne Hough?
Get to walk on fire? What's happening?
I don't know.
From this day forward, we're going to stop that right now.
Oprah will close the day by interviewing one of her guests. Hmm. So there you have it, guys.
I would rather have Julianna Hough than Gail King in Denver.
That's harsh.
Bring her back. Bring out the dancer again.
I'd rather have the workbook.
Yeah. Interview the workbook. A guy at the popcorn stand seemed very interesting, Oprah.
Oh,
look, we're second to last with J-Lo, right?
Yeah.
With Southern California native J-Lo.
Yeah.
Well,
that seems.
Amy Schumer.
Really?
What?
I'd rather
see Schumer in Charlotte.
I'd rather see Schumer in Charlotte.
Oh, agreed.
Really?
Yeah, than J-Lo in L.A.
Interesting.
I'm sort of mocking the one in L.A.
Oh, no, for sure.
Okay, good.
But I was saying Amy Schumer was worse, but no.
No.
I don't think so.
Okay, all right. So. My bad.
Mm-hmm. No, I like her a lot.
Okay. Calm down, Kevin.
All right, stop yelling.
Jesus. Some birthdays for you. Goldie Hawn, Michael Strahan, Carly Rae Jepsen, Ken Griffey Jr., Troy Aikman, and Bjork.
I have a Bjork song.
Oh, yeah.
I just found it. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is nice. She still got it.
Yeah.
You have to, it's like a acquired taste.
Yeah. To really commit.
That actually could be her, let's be honest. And that's what's happening.
I got to tell you, I feel like this game's going to go great. I'm very happy with it. I think everything's good.
Yep.
We have tickets for night number one of the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas. And the way we're going to do this is we're going to bring in little Timmy Lindbergh from Encino.
Okay.
Who's 8 years old.
Right.
And little Timmy, are you there?
I don't think Timmy's there because he's waiting for his intro.
Ho, ho, ho! It's Santa Claus, and I hope you've been a good little boy or girl this year, because I'm going to let you read some letters telling me about your favorite bands who are on the bill for the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas. So come here and sit on my lap, because this is Dear Santa. Ho, ho, ho!
Hi.
Oh, there he is.
Oh. Timmy. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Timmy.
My name's little Timmy Lindbergh. I'm from Encino, and I'm so happy to be here.
Okay.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is we're going to have little Timmy's going to write a letter to Santa.
Uh-huh.
And then it's going to describe one of the bands for night number one.
Yeah.
And then you have to just tell us which band it is. That's all we're looking for.
Easy enough.
Yeah, it's super easy.
Based on little Timmy's letters to Santa. Okay, are we ready?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's start with Bobby in Rancho Cucamonga. Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning, guys.
Do you understand the complicated game?
I do.
Okay.
Okay, Bob. All right, here we go.
All right.
Dear Santa, this year I've been such a good boy, so I know getting me albums from this band won't be a problem. Despite the fact that at first I thought they were from Russia because of their name, they're actually from L.A., and one of their new songs is called Complainer, which is what my mom called me when she wouldn't take me to Disneyland because it was raining. What a total bitch! What? Anyway, get me any one of their albums, but preferably L.A. Divine or New Age Norms. Best, Little Timmy Lindbergh.
All right. Wow. What is Timmy talking about?
I think he wants the Cold War kids.
Yay!
He does want the Cold War kids. How about that?
I do.
Wow. All right.
Timmy, first of all, you're 8, mm-hmm. and you call your mom a bitch.
Yeah.
And your last name is Lindbergh.
Yes.
You Jewish?
Yeah. It's weird. It's just like for Hanukkah one year, they got me 7 pizzas of matzah and a Nintendo Switch game. Uh-huh. I was like, that sucks.
Shouldn't have asked.
Okay.
So now I'm more into Christmas.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Next up is Chad in San Clemente. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning.
Hi, Chad.
Hi. You're on with Little Timmy.
Mm-hmm. Ready for my letter?
Yes.
Okay. Dear Santa, I want to go to my first concert next year, and I know just the band you should get me tickets to see. These are the guys from Irvine, and although I'm only 4 feet tall, I relate to half of their name, being 8 years old and all. My favorite album of theirs is Home of the Strange, but I'm an old school fan. I was even listening to them when they were called the Jakes. In the womb, of course. Hey, speaking of Simplify, just get me one ticket, because if I have to go with my bitch-ass mom, I'd rather just stay home and watch Blippi. Best, Little Timmy Lindbergh.
I'm sorry, what?
Young the Giant.
Yay!
Young the Giant is correct. How about that?
Wow.
Two in a row, Little Timmy. You're doing well, but I can't help but worry about your relationship with your mom.
Hmm? What?
Okay.
What do you mean?
Okay. Let's go to Gary in Corona. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
Hi, Gary. My mom drinks Corona. Oh. Are you ready for my letter?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Dear Santa, I want this jacket that I saw on my favorite musician, so I'm hoping it comes in kid sizes. It's kind of a blazer, kind of a track jacket, and it's the main focus, it's colors, which makes sense because that's the name of my favorite album by the guy who was wearing it. I want to have the same vibe as him, a real thrift store meets Mr. Toad for Mr. Toad's Wild Ride thing.
You must want back tickets.
Hey, you have no patience.
Gary, don't interrupt Timmy because he's going to tell us his mom's a bitch.
He's like my mom. He can't wait to hear anything.
Hey, I'll take your mom with me.
Wow, Gary.
You won't want her. She's disgusting.
He's 8. Okay. Let's go to Brian in Pacoima. Good morning, Brian.
Gary had no
time. Good morning.
Gary was like, I got somewhere to go. Hi, who's this?
Brian.
Oh, hi, Brian. Are you ready for my letter?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Dear Santa, my terrible garbage bitch of a mom is always taking me to the zoo because she doesn't understand that when she asks what I want to do, I'm saying that I want to see this band, not actually see an animal in captivity. Man, I wish she'd learned my social cues and finally let me see these dudes live. I could sing along to Ready to Let Go, then let go of her hand and take an Uber to Mexico so I never have to see her stupid face again. Ugh, she's the worst. You know what's the best, though? The lead singer, Matt's voice. Anyway, I'd love to get tickets to see them or just give me that Uber to Mexico. Best, Little Timmy Lindbergh.
All right. What band?
I mean, I'll get you the Uber to Mexico first, but Cage the Elephant?
Cage the Elephant is correct, yes.
Hey, look how kind they are. Gary will take his mom. Brian's getting him the hell out of the country.
Everyone's good but Timmy.
You guys are sweet.
Okay. Let's go to Annie in Ladero Ranch. Good morning, Annie.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Annie. You ready for my letter?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Dear Santa, we've talked enough about the music. It's time to add a little something different to the list. I want a UFO. That's right, a real UFO. And that's because they're real. Even though the government says no, but my favorite lead singer, he says yes. My stupid bitch garbage fire of a mom keeps telling me about his original band, but I'm like, okay, boomer, I'm more into his new project formed in 2005. But yeah, maybe talk to him about getting me that UFO. The dude doesn't only sing about strange times, he's lived it. They have a new song called Rebel Girl, which is dope as hell. But again, my focus is the UFO and the ability to send my bitch mom to another planet so she could be anal probed.
Wow,
best what? Little Timmy Lindbergh.
All right, Annie.
You are looking for Angels and Airwaves.
Yes, we are. Nicely done. Five in a row. How is that possible?
People connect with me.
Do they? Okay, well, that's good news.
I have a very high Q rating. Tell Weatherby.
Rich in Montebello. Good morning.
Hopefuls out, people.
Hi, Rich. Hey, Rich. You ready for my letter to Santa?
Of course.
Okay. Mr. Claus, I'm adding a guitar to my Christmas list because I want to learn how to play the song Long Shot. The way their lead singer Van holds it, dude, he's so cool. I listen to The Ride and Balance almost every day trying to learn how to do the chords, so I'm ready to rock. My trash can disguised as a bitch-ass mom keeps telling me to turn it down so she can listen to Adele or Lizzo or whatever middle-aged, lonely white women who drink wine like. But I know these guys from Liverpool would never let anyone down. So yeah, get me a guitar. Best, Little Timmy Lindbergh.
All right, Rich. What band?
The Head and the Heart?
No!
Oh, Little Timmy, it's okay.
Oh, I wanted him to go.
It's okay.
He was sounded so nice.
What was the band, Timmy?
Catfish in a Bottle, man.
I mean, after that Adele and Lizzo rip, I feel like I'm on your mom's side.
Oh, you're a bitch, too.
Okay.
All right, we have five people to pick from.
Yeah, okay, never mind.
Okay. Let's see who's going tonight, number one.
Who's going? Who's going? Who's going?
The winner is Bobby.
Bobby. Yay! Congrats.
Awesome.
Congrats, Bobby.
Thank you.
Can you bring Timmy?
I feel like your letters got a little deeper as we went in.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry about me. I'm just going to poison her.
What?
Oh. Never mind. What? Have a great time.
Oh, that was fun. Thanks for being good little boys and girls this year. Thanks for playing Dear Santa. Santa's lap is tired. Ho, ho, ho.
A little bit later on this morning, we have Bo Bachman, who's going to join us in studio talking about the L.A. Auto Show, which is this weekend.
What did I miss? I just had to go to the bathroom for about 8 minutes.
We just did a giveaway.
Oh, cool.
You missed Timmy? The little boy?
The kid. I missed the kid.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
He's got some deep-rooted issues, Jensen.
He seemed... I didn't even get to see him in the hall or anything. That's so weird.
That is too
bad.
Well,
we'll catch him next time.
Also, Jensen has Get Up on This next. First, what's happening, Allie?
Remember when you used to respond to company-wide emails? You'd reply all, and then they stopped allowing us to do that.
They stopped it because of me.
Yeah. Because why? What exactly did you write?
An engineer wrote, we're testing the fire alarm at 10:45. There's no fire. Don't worry about it. It's just a test.
Yeah. Right?
And then I replied all and said, at 10:44, I'm going to set an actual fire. And I thought that was hilarious. And literally, they banned all reply alls. No one can do it anymore.
Good joke, though.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Because here's my thought. I am going to go to a very cold location soon, and I took out my jacket yesterday, getting ready to pack it, and I noticed there are three spots on it where the hood isn't connecting to the jacket.
Okay.
So now I have one day to find a tailor that can fix this, and I thought, what if I just send out a company-wide email and say, who can sew at Entercom? And then I thought, that is the worst use of company-wide email, and then I remembered yours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But really, if anyone...
mine was better than that.
Oh, no, yours is amazing.
Okay.
No, yours is amazing. But, I mean, what I'm saying is if anyone at Entercom is listening and can sew...
Yeah, if you're a seamstress who works at Entercom.
That would be great. I have cash, and I would like to pay you.
Okay.
Okay, then I sew.
Oh, God.
Why is the hood in the front?
Why is the hood where the zipper is? Yeah. None of this makes sense.
Oh, I thought it was a pocket.
How dare you?
But I just started thinking about that fire email, and Kevin, just a delight.
Yeah.
Just a delight. Kevin.
Not everyone felt that way, I'll tell you that.
No. No. When they send a company-wide email about why they're shutting down company-wide email... You messed up.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think so. I'm proud of that.
Okay, cool. Cool.
Good for you.
Good. Remember that whole James Dean is going to be in a movie story I did last week?
Yeah, he was going to be digitally imposed. Yeah. Right.
CGI for an upcoming Vietnam-era action drama, Finding Jack. Well, there was a lot of backlash about it, and the writers in the movie can't understand it. They're like, why wouldn't you want a guy that died in the 1950s to be in this movie? What is wrong with you people? Well, according to the report from The Hollywood Reporter yesterday, the filmmakers originally had somebody else in mind for the role of the Army unit leader, but were turned down by his estate. Yes, because this person is also dead. They wanted Elvis Presley to be the role that they eventually gave to the dead James Dean. What is wrong with these guys?
That's a great question.
The filmmakers also debated casting a young Paul Newman for the lead role.
What are they doing?
A soldier named Fletcher, but decided to limit the CGI casting to James Dean. One of the writers said, we don't want this to become a spectacle.
Okay.
Too late.
I like that they didn't get their first choice.
They're trolling. We didn't get our first choice of dead guys. I feel like they're making all of
this
up.
Throw out Elvis. Let's just ask for Elvis.
Honestly, what if they went to like all dead people's estates?
Oh, no, thank you. We're going to pass on this.
We don't want this. No.
I love that they found more white guys to cast just by going into cemeteries.
Dead guys.
Just like, listen, we don't have enough white dudes to pick from. We have to figure out who's dead.
Honestly, this is insane, but I love it. Every story that comes out about this movie makes me want to see it.
Oh, yeah. I'm seeing it opening night.
100%. Good stuff, you guys. Hey, would you ever live stream your family vacation?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, okay.
No.
Why would
what if we paid you $250?
Oh, well then. Wow. No, too big.
I didn't know we were talking about that large of a sum.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that.
So I read this and I was like, oh, okay. Wait, $250? Wait, it's a porn site? Oh, dear. Mm. It's a porn site called Cam Soda. They're offering to pay up to $250 to anyone willing to live stream their family Thanksgiving dinner. The competition is called Cam Soda Voyeur Thanksgiving. No rules other than you have to be 18 and over. It doesn't appear that nudity is a requirement. Thank God it's with your family. Apparently, it's more about creating community on the family-focused holiday. And they said, here's the part that kind of made me sad. Okay. Those who are lonely this holiday can now live stream dinner time shenanigans and enjoy the company of others from afar.
You're
with
a loser.
The quick click of a button. And then I just got sad. So I hope you all have friends and family or somewhere to go. And you're not logging on to a porn site to watch other families enjoy their vacation.
It's like they're my family. That's what they'd say.
Oh, no.
It's very sad.
And then they get obsessed with that family. Then they move next door and they start stalking the family.
Knocking on the door like, when's lunch?
Oh, this is a Lifetime movie. I'm telling you.
It was scary.
$250, though.
That's not enough.
Good luck to you. Here's the thing. The most popular dinner broadcasters are going to get an additional prize, free tokens to use on Cam Soda and access their less wholesome content, anal. I'm just saying, it's less wholesome, and I figure if we're going family vacation, there's probably some stops in between. But
right, I hope. The internet is full of neat stuff.
It really is,
very
sir.
Very true.
Some birthdays for you. Michael Strahan, Carly Rae Jepsen, Goldie Hawn, Ken Griffey Jr., and Bjork. And that's what's happening.
Standing in the pouring rain.
Well done.
Thank
you. Your mic was on? Okay.
It's my favorite Cage the Elephant song.
It's a good song. Right.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Thursday morning, and that means it's time for Get Up On This.
Get up. Get on up.
On this.
Get up.
You never know where the next Get Up On This might come from. You got to keep your eyes open, your ear to the street. Mm-hmm. Anything could bring in something new into my life, and that, in turn, brings something new into your life.
Sure.
Okay. So when someone on Twitter alerted me to getting a shout-out on a podcast, they said, oh, look, a Jensen shout-out on a podcast. And I said, oh, that's cool. So I just went to it to see if it was, you know, them saying I'm a total nutcase or something like that. But not only did I hear them shout me out, I never expected that I would become basically obsessed with dozens of episodes of the podcast.
Really?
How does that happen? Normally on the internet, I'm sent to garbage and trash I never want to see again.
Excellent.
You see, the host of the podcast, I believe, at one point said he was a Hot Carl fan of my music back in the day. And some listener sent him my book, which was very sweet to do, and he was just thanking them, and he said he'll read it at some point. He probably won't. It was nice to hear, but then I dug into the show. I was like, I want to learn more about it, and I have not stopped streaming it.
Wow.
It's called The Snowplow Show, and it's from within a network called The Phone Losers of America. It's a prank call community that does podcasts. Now, you have to ask yourself, how come a podcast with prank calls hasn't went totally mainstream into pop culture? And it's mostly because of legal issues.
It's illegal. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how do they do it?
Depending on the state.
That's the thing. Like, Crank Yankers, we know, records out of Vegas.
They went to Las Vegas. They had to go to Vegas.
And other prank call shows might be out of the country. So we don't fully know the history behind Phone Losers of America, but I'll tell you what I know so far. The podcast has been around since 2013. There's been different incarnations of these kind of shows, but it's hosted by a guy who goes by the name RBCP or Red Box Chili Pepper. He releases at least two episodes a week. He is insanely prolific. Every time I look down at my podcast app now, he has a new episode up. For the show, he gets lists of phone numbers, mostly from businesses that are anonymously sending him lists. So keep that in mind when you put your email on something. And he gets to calling and sort of almost continuously rolling the calls of the show. Now, what I like most about it is it's not just prank call hit after hit like the Jerky Boys. Mm-hmm. You actually get to see the process. Time, you know, he doesn't keep in all the answering machines he gets, but he does keep people who just hang up immediately, or you get to learn how he puts together this show. And that's actually kind of soothing for me. I don't know how else
What's going on?
I don't know,
but the word soothing was a strange choice.
It's like ASMR for me. Like, they just roll, and you get to hear how each of the prank calls play out, and it usually sticks to a theme. You hear the ones that go insanely right and some that don't go right. I don't know how he legally does it, but I do know he's very cautious because a few years ago, true story, he had all his equipment raided by the FBI, and he is currently on probation for hacking and prank call related stuff.
No, Red Box Chili Pepper.
I know. So let's listen to a call. The first one is him calling a woman named Michelle from a list of apartment renters he got, and he's warning her that the landlords will be installing Tesla power walls in her closet.
Hello?
Hello, Michelle?
Yes.
Hey, it's Steve Dave from the apartment office.
Yeah.
Did you get the letter in the mail? We're gonna be putting some Tesla power walls in your closet.
No.
Okay. Yeah. We're gonna be there on Monday morning to put in some Tesla power walls. But okay. You're not gonna be able to use the closet anymore. It's gonna be packed full of Tesla power walls.
I'm not gonna have any storage room.
Yeah, we don't have room down here in the office for him. It's so if the power goes off, we still have power in the office. And these Tesla power walls are really, really big.
Okay, so that's fine, but will I be able to put stuff back in it?
Oh, no, it's going to be very hot in there.
Okay, it goes on. And by the way, like I said, he does maybe like 30 to 40 prank calls an episode.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Like, it is just roll over and over. It goes on and on. She doesn't hang up. And that's the thing about prank calls that I don't understand. Just hang up.
Michelle.
Well, a lot of people really don't. They'll talk forever.
Yeah, a lot of these calls go 20 to 25 minutes.
Well, Michelle's wondering if she's going to get compensated for losing a closet. Well, I'd want answers.
Here's a clip from later in that call. It just gets stupider and stupider.
Yeah, I didn't approve this.
Yeah, but, you know, we need a place to put our Tesla power walls. It's like, it's just a bunch of batteries is all. It's not a big deal.
I'm not trying to be rude. I just don't. I have one storage closet.
Well, don't you have a car?
For storage?
Yeah, just put stuff in your trunk.
And drive around with it in my trunk?
Yeah, why not? Same thing.
All my Christmas ornaments?
Yeah, why not? Like, what else are you using your trunk for?
I did immediately think that was Allie. I was like, oh, that's exactly what Allie would do. What about my Christmas ornaments? He commonly plays a guy named Roy Gerbell, or he pitches up his voice to be a female on the line, and I can't imagine anyone would fall for it. It's his voice. And you'll get quickly dragged into his universe, especially with how many episodes are readily available online, because it's been around for years. He also has a Patreon where for just a few dollars a month you can get extra episodes and even request stuff from him.
Oh, really?
Which, like, call a friend type of thing?
That, or just, hey, I have an idea for a funny prank call.
Oh, wow.
Which I plan on doing. The whole setup is a little confusing as to how many shows are in the network. I'll admit that. He has, like, a lot of different shows, different names, but I've been focused on just this one. Here's another call from Roy calling a homeowner in Colorado to get her to stop doing something that he completely made up.
Hello, this is Brianna.
Oh, hey, Brianna. It's Roy down the street. I'm your neighbor. You know the one with the car?
In Colorado?
Yeah, on Circle.
Okay, I no longer live in Colorado.
Oh, don't lie. I was wondering, can you please stop coming over and writing your name on my car window in the frost?
Yeah, I do not listen. I no longer live in Colorado.
Okay, you can stop lying to me because you keep writing your full name on my window with the heart around it. I'm not interested. I'm married. Just please stop doing that. Please. It leaves marks on my windows.
Okay, can you send me some photos of those marks, please?
No. Just stop doing it. Why don't you take photos yourself when you come here and do it?
I no longer live in Colorado, so I don't know what your problem is.
Okay,
well, I apologize, but I'm not there.
You're being kind of immature by doing it in the first place, and now you just won't man up and admit that you're doing it.
People get so angry at him, and probably for good reason, because he wastes people's time. But he's the first one at the end of the call to be like, don't stay on the phone.
Yeah.
Hang up.
Why would that person talk to me?
Just hang up. Here's later in that call.
I don't even know who you are, first off. Second of all, I moved from Colorado 3 months ago to New Jersey. I can send you paperwork. You know what? I'm not going to bother to send you paperwork.
But if I don't
you
care.
Issues
I don't want
this,
your.
Call the police.
I don't want your damn
call
paperwork. I just want you to stop writing on my damn car window.
Okay, you know what? Please lose this number because I'm not sure who you are or what you're trying to pull. If you call me again, I will call the police.
Oh,
thank
whatever.
You.
I'm going to call the police because you're writing on my car window.
Then she hangs up finally. He calls his Comcast, tells them that Carrot Top has purchased their number and that they have to get a new number. He calls people as a landlord and says they're going to be removing their carpets and replacing it with sand because it's more effective. He calls people and tells them that he's the mayor's assistant and he has a message. That message is just, I love you. Again, it's called the Snowplow Show. I look it up on Apple Podcasts by just searching Phone Losers of America. It's a very fun binge lesson. It's very relaxing for me. I just drive.
Okay. So this weird. That's a weird thing.
It's like ASMR.
Oh,
like
okay.
I just hear, and he does prank call after prank call, almost the same theme, and you hear how different people react. It's very funny, and because of those laughs, that was this week's Get Up on This.
Get up, get on up on this.
Get up, get on up
on this.
Get up,
get on up
on this.
Get up, get on up
on this.
Let's talk about people who ghost you, but they do it with an extreme lie.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, it's not enough for them to just ghost you.
Like, never talk to you again.
Right.
Get out of your life.
I think that makes people feel too horrible about themselves, don't you think?
Yeah, Kevin, if you get lied to and someone isn't in your life anymore.
No, but I'm saying ghosting is bad enough. So then I think people have to try and, like, make up a
like
story.
If we found out Bean still lived in Seattle in like a year and a half.
Right,
now,
yeah.
That would be very painful. For
that
us.
Would be
right.
Quite the lie.
Right.
Yeah.
Really
but
good.
It would make sense in that just ghosting us is one thing, but if it's legitimized by some lie.
Excuses. Mm-hmm. It's not as much of a confrontation.
Right, exactly.
I used to, when I was single, a lot of times I would tell people that, I mean, this is in my 20s, but I would say like, you know, I'm getting back together with an ex or something like that instead of like, you
because
don't want to just say like.
Because you wanted to.
Yeah,
not...
you want to be like, I don't like you and I don't want to be with you any longer than these 2 months or whatever. Like, but yeah, a lot of people use that excuse a lot, which is like, well, I'm thinking about getting back together with my ex or I'm seeing someone new. And that's a very easy way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we have heard stories of people taking it one step too far.
Yeah. Well, we had a phone call from somebody whose significant other faked their own death.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty strong.
I can't be with you anymore. I'm dead. Well, that
seems like you're going a little too
red
far.
Red flag. Yeah.
We're going to take your calls as well at 1-800-520-1067 if this has happened to you or you've done it. The other one was Bean.
Yeah, rest mm-hmm. in peace.
Who was saying that there was a girl that told him that she was moving to South America.
Yeah.
And like 3 weeks later, he saw her at the mall.
And yeah. She was like, yeah, I'm not going to South
I'm
America.
I'm not going to South America at all.
He caught me. I don't know what else to tell you.
So super bizarre, but yeah. I think people make up those lies sort of just to make them feel a little bit better. And maybe it also helps with closure. Like, oh, if that person thinks I'm in South America, that person will no longer
you know what
try
I'm picking up from this?
Hmm.
Kevin's trying to give that person all this credit. Like, oh, the person does it for you. It's for you. You get closure. You do this. No, the person does it, Kevin, because they're a coward.
Because they're chicken-ass.
And they can't actually tell someone the truth. I'm picking up. Kevin does this a lot.
Kevin, do you do this?
Right?
No, I've never done this.
Kevin?
I've never done this.
Kevin, why are we getting phone calls from bill collectors that say we're sorry to hear of Kevin's death?
1-800-520-1067. I'm sure this has happened to somebody in the audience.
Oh,
or,
yeah.
Sure.
Or
I mean,
they've done it
someone
to
just
somebody.
Disappears out of your life and makes something up. You kind of just go with it, right? I
well,
would
you,
never question it.
You have
it.
To, yeah, think someone's telling the truth.
So it could
sure.
have happened to any of us and we just don't know.
Oh, no.
Right?
You know what I mean?
Interesting.
Like any of our exes who were like, oh, I'm moving. I do remember I was seeing someone and I think I was like, well, it was true. I mean, that's the thing is like, it looks like a lie to her. I think I was like, I'm not sure that I want to be with someone right now. And then I met someone and that person on my Instagram just like liked a picture of me and her like a month later.
Now that I think about it.
Yeah.
Oh, how about this?
I can't really have three exes that are priests now, can I?
I mean, it depends on if you think you send them to God.
I send them all to God, if you know what I'm saying.
You're pointing again. Well, you're pointing.
All right.
It's the radio. Yep.
Hello.
All right, yeah. So 1-800-520-1067. Somebody lied to you or you lied to somebody to get out of a relationship. It's
yeah,
not just enough to ghost.
Or anything.
A job,
or a job.
Anything.
Job.
Right.
You basically, you were lied to and ghosted. Right?
Or you did the lying and ghosting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Either one. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls next. All right. We are taking your phone calls. If somebody lied to you to get out of your life or you lied to somebody else to get out of their life, 1-800-520-1067. Tony, you hold on. Ashley, you hold on. We'll get to you in a second. Bo Bachman is going to be here just after 8 o'clock to talk L.A. Auto Show.
Very My soon. Friends totally went ghost on me.
And right now we're talking about your friends totally went ghost on you. Mm-hmm. But perhaps they needed more of an excuse.
Yeah.
Ghosting isn't good enough. Maybe they don't feel strongly enough about it or they feel too guilty. So they make up a lie.
They're a little chicken-ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because you're making up defenses, Kevin, because we've realized in your personal life you're filled with these lies.
I'm not.
Lies.
I mean, I could be. Oh, okay.
And more lies.
Okay, lies.
And
all
lies
right.
on top of lies.
Okay, right. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Tony in Riverside. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Thank you for listening. Thanks for holding on. I appreciate it. Well, what do you got?
No problem. So I was dating this girl in college, and we had the same class here. That's where we met. Been on a few dates, and we were going to have plans to go to a festival around Thanksgiving, and I texted her the day before just to make sure, and she didn't reply. Texted her again, nothing, so I said, okay, fine, doesn't want to hang out, that's cool. I went to class the next week, and she wasn't there.
Mm.
This next day again, she didn't show up.
Oh, she's super dead.
Is she dead?
I don't know. So I was scared. I was like, is she dead? Is she okay? So mm-hmm. I texted her a couple times. I called her, nothing. Finally, she texted me back. She says her phone broke.
Okay.
And I laughed, and I said, okay. Never saw her again. She never showed up to class again. She dropped out completely, and that was it.
Tony, no offense, but she stopped going to class.
Yeah, she gave up on school because of you. That seems...
She quit school. What's wrong with your penis?
What?
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 Honestly, hello? I have no idea.
Oh, no.
Oh, Tony.
Stay away from Tony. No, people give up their lives.
It was a psychology class, too, and she was a psych major, so I don't think it was a good class for her to drop.
Oh, no.
No, she gave up her major.
Right?
Oh, what did Tony do?
What did you do, You're Tony?
Right.
Good luck to
me. I recalled my life after that.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Ashley in Covina. Good morning, Ashley.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Okay, so I had a friend who was supposed to be my bridesmaid. And so we went to my bachelorette party, and then a week later was my bridal shower, and she never showed up.
What?
So, oh, wow.
I asked her, I'm like, hey, you know what's going on? I hope you're okay. And she had this elaborate story of, oh, I just got kicked out. And then my sister found a lump in her throat. And it's like she had to have her emergency surgery to have her thyroid removed. And it was just lie after lie. And I pretty much got ghosted when I was trying to get married and have my friend there. And she
That's
wasn't there with me.
An incredible bitch.
Was she in your wedding after that or was that it?
That was to ask my other friend to step in.
Oh, that is so sad, Ashley.
That is very sad. But at least you learned before the wedding, so she's not, like, in photos and she's a terrible human?
Oh, I know. I was like, oh, thank God, because I don't want to look at her face anymore.
See?
Well, all right. So yay.
I see the positive side
yeah,
in everything.
Too,
mission accomplished.
Mm-hmm. I want to hear the positive side of Mackenzie.
Mackenzie in Los Alamitos. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi there.
So I was dating this guy for a few weeks, and then he told me that he got accepted into a school in England.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Bean?
Was it Bean?
And then he ended up ghosting me for like 5 months and then called me back with a fake British accent and everything, and then completely the accent halfway through.
Was it Bean?
I mean, he had a terrible accent.
All I want to do is zoom, zoom, zoom.
That's what he said. So how did it end? Just that was it?
Well, I actually found out that he had a girlfriend and he was seeing her in Arizona the whole time.
Was it Bean?
He never went to England?
No, he was making a fake accent.
I missed that whole part.
No, he was lying the whole time. Wow. You were thinking about Bean.
I was.
Oh, come on.
Arizona. Oh, dear. All right.
All right, let's go to Trey in Nashville. Good morning, Trey.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
We are good. Hey. Thank you.
So, yeah, so I actually got ghosted by my wife.
What?
Well, ex-wife now.
For how long?
Was this the crux of the issue? She just ghosted you?
The issue was long and varied, but we were living separately due to work and family stuff. And one day she just stops returning my calls and texts, and I don't hear from her for almost 2 months before I can finally get back a hold of her.
And did you just assume during those 2 months, like, were you setting up funeral plans? Like, what were you doing?
Well, this is what's amazing is that I was still able to see her on, social media and things like that. So I knew she was alive. I knew she, but she just clearly didn't want to have anything to do with me.
That's sad.
Man. Trey, how are you doing now?
I'm great. I'm engaged again and separated from that toxicity and all that stuff.
Excellent.
So things are good now.
Don't ever
good.
Let Excellent. This new fiance out of your sight. Just stay with her at all times.
Absolutely.
Stare at her.
Yeah,
don't ever
together,
let her move.
Live together.
Thank you. Yes. Okay, good. Thank you, Trey.
Thank you, Trey, for the call. We appreciate that. Let's go to Christina in Los Angeles. Hi.
Hi.
So what happened to you?
Okay. So I had my maid of honor ghosted me basically after I told her I was going to have my first child. Mm-hmm. I get married 5 years later. I'm pregnant with my first kid and I tell her she's my best friend and I don't hear from her for 2 weeks, nothing. And then I get an email from her and she tells me over the past year, you've been a horrible friend. if you truly love me, you'll wait for me to contact you.
Wow.
And just says all these things that I've done to her, which none of them were true.
Okay.
And then that's it. So I never contacted her. And then literally, this is petty, but I guess this is life. The day my son is born, I'm still in the hospital. I go, you know what? I don't need this in my life. And just delete all things of her. Social
Good.
Media, number. Right. So peace. See you later. Bye.
Peace
See
out.
You later,
so, you're, so you're better for it.
I hope so. Yeah. It kind of sucked that I wasn't able to find out what the heck. Mm-hmm. And it was like a friendship since we were 12 years old from school.
Wow.
So
you should send her a picture of your baby and say, I was going to name her after you, but my baby's cute.
Boom!
And also,
Boom!
And also I think I didn't want to give my baby the name bitch.
Oh!
But also bad horror movie plot.
Yeah,
the spirit of the ghost of the friend who ghosted her
is now in the baby.
In her baby!
Oh,
you're
no,
stuck with the baby!
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:52. The LA Auto Show is going on starting this Friday. And Bo Bachman is going to be here to talk about it. He'll talk to us about it and answer our questions. And also you can call in and have some questions answered yourselves.
And our phone lines don't light up as strong as they do when he takes car questions.
That's true.
It is by far the time we get the most people with inquiries. And we have a guy ready to answer.
Correct. So that's coming up just after the top of the hour. First, what's happening, Allie?
Well, Todd Phillips had previously denied that he had any desire to make a sequel to his blockbuster Joker. And according to The Hollywood Reporter, he approached Warner Brothers with a much bigger idea. He apparently approached Warner Brothers chairman Toby Emmerich with the idea of developing a portfolio of DC characters' origin stories. And Emmerich said, not so interested. And then they were like, wait, what? $1 billion mark at the box office? No, let's chat about that.
Whatever you want to do.
Phillips is in talks to now direct a sequel with him and Scott Silver to write, obviously, Joaquin Phoenix will be back in his role. But this is the part of the story that I had no idea about because I think, oh, Joker just did gangbusters at the box office. Mm-hmm. But it's the fourth DC title to cross the $1 billion mark.
Is that right?
Aquaman.
Yeah.
$1.15 billion. The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Makes $1
billion. The Dark Knight Rises. $1.08 billion. But the thing with this is the $60 million budget to make it, a lot lower than the budgets for those other movies. So it was still gangbusters. That's why it's such a big story.
That was a small clip from the sequel.
Is that his laugh? Wow. He changes it up.
Doesn't seem as angry.
No.
No.
Guys, would you ever wait in line to sniff poo from a wild animal?
Nope.
I ask this, three, four times a week?
Honestly, it's getting annoying how much you ask it. In personal life and at work.
Wait, why?
Well, here's why, Kevin. People at the Wuhan Zoo in China are waiting to get a sniff of droppings from giant pandas. Apparently, it has quite the fragrant smell. Some say it smells like bread. Some say bamboo.
What is this?
Which makes sense because pandas.
This isn't a thing. What are you talking about?
It's hard for them to digest bamboo, so obviously it would go right through their system. They are waiting in line to smell panda poo.
That just isn't true.
Okay.
People are waiting in line to do that.
Kevin, I read it on the internet.
Okay, well, then it's true.
Thank you.
You're right.
Good Lord. Guys, Coldplay, Everyday Life. Their new album out tomorrow, and the band is going to commemorate its release by performing the two halves of the set in a pair of a live-streamed U2 concerts from Amman, Jordan. But here's the thing. They released two more songs, you guys. Two more Coldplay songs ahead of the release of Everyday Life. The first one, an ode to Bean. It is called Daddy.
Daddy, are you out there? Daddy, what you run away?
Late night for Daddy.
Look, Dad, we've got the same head. Daddy, it's my birthday.
Late night for Daddy.
All I wanna see is your soul.
Late night for Daddy.
Those Bean clips are not in the actual.
Oh, I was going to say Coldplay it sounds good song. Hearing him again on a record. I didn't know he was getting into music.
That was like Dark Side of the Moon type of stuff. What's going on with him
upbeat.
And his dad?
Yeah.
Woo! However, the clip was created for a video with a combination of live-action puppetry, so you know I'm in.
Well, of course.
Right? Mm-hmm. The other song is called Champion of the World. Wait in line to sniff poo from a wild animal.
Yeah, we definitely did that.
Yeah, I would.
Did I do that?
You did
story?
That story. Yeah.
Is there a way to do that?
Okay. So those are Coldplay's new songs. Mm-hmm. Is what I'm saying. Those.
I mean, I prefer 2-1, but okay.
I don't prefer.
He doesn't prefer. He
likes them. Like the first. We like the first one. The song we play,
The Lion King,
the one that sounds like Paul Simon absolutely. And Graceland,
I think it's gonna take a couple listens anyway, just to get through them for sure. You guys want to hear my worst nightmare?
Yes.
A Japanese hotel is offering rooms that cost $1 a night, but here's the catch: the guest's entire stay is live streamed on YouTube.
No.
Room number 8 is now equipped with cameras that are always live streaming on the owner of the hotel's YouTube channel called $1 Hotel. He said the feed is video only, and the cameras capture everything going on, but they're pointed away from the bathroom to give guests some privacy, which I think is lovely of them. Here's what he says: young people nowadays don't care much about privacy. Really?
Is that true?
I mean, they live stream everything.
I mean, you're not wrong.
And what creep is watching a live stream of someone like sleeping, somebody just watching TV in their room?
Gotta check that out.
I'm just saying. What if it was me?
I'm gonna get a copy of that.
What if it was me in that room? You just see me walk in, and you see me grab a wrapping so I can cover up the remote.
Giddy
I'm
up.
Checking for all different cameras in the room.
Right.
It's just bad.
That'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
It wouldn't. It would be. No, I'm saying it's kind of creepy.
Sounds like
sir.
You have a fan for it. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think he'd watch me.
Kiss, kiss.
Wow.
All right. Now we're playing two of them over each other.
He's the best.
Drama queen.
A little bit. But you. Just kind of want the drops to be played at different times.
Call me fabulous.
You are fabulous. Absolutely.
Got to check that out.
Well,
okay.
Some birthdays for you. Goldie Hawn.
Giddy up.
Yep, I knew you'd have something to say. It was delayed, but I got it. Michael Strahan. Carly Rae Jepsen.
Why?
Okay.
Well, she was born that day.
Come on. Ken Griffey Jr. and Bjork.
Wow. I don't even know what that is.
Bjork, it's a singer. I would think you'd know who that is. That's what's happening.
Let's welcome Bo Bachman to the studio. Yeah. Hey, guys. What's going on? President of Galpin Motors.
Mm-hmm.
There's cameras in here. What's going on?
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no worries.
We are shooting a little television show for the Discovery Network.
Okay.
So, you know, we've gone back so far. You know, come in here, talk about the Ellie Otto show. We're about to go there afterwards. Mm-hmm. We thought, you know, we might stop by and, you know, crash your party
they
over
shot
here,
The
man.
Wire with less cameras. There's
right?
literally six different angles. There's a GoPro on just your goatee.
Yeah.
It's crazy in here.
Yes.
What is
sorry
the show going to be about?
It's really about it's a car build show, but it's not about building cars. It really talks about the history behind the cars and really the people that made the cars really important and interesting. And we're not just doing, you know, normal cars. They're all like really weird kind of off stuff. We're doing like a bathtub hot rod that, you know, you sit on a toilet seat to drive.
Finally.
You know, stuff like that. Along with some cool stuff.
And then Exhibit comes out and he puts a barbecue in the back.
Yeah, we're not doing that time. We're not doing the Pimp My Ride kind of stuff. So this is more like I actually have like Carroll Shelby's Pantera.
Wow.
That, you know, Lee Iacocca gave him an engine to help testbed the Dodge Viper. You know, fun stuff like that too.
Wow. I will tell you this. Everything you just said went right over their heads because when I was talking about Ford versus Shelby, I'm like, you remember that, right? When Ford won, like it was a huge thing with the Shelby and they're wait, what?
Ford versus Ferrari. Maybe you've heard of this film.
But they had no idea what it was even about. They had never heard of that iconic race.
Our argument she spoiled it. She said, and then they won. And then we were like, oh, come on.
It's like the most famous race in the history of
Thank
the world.
You.
I haven't seen Titanic yet because I don't want to ruin it for myself either.
It's exactly the same thing, you know?
I don't know how these things end.
Yeah.
Bo, tell us about the Galpin's Hall of Customs.
So last few years, we get all these crazy cars together. So we're bringing like almost 40 cars to the Ellie Otto Show. And we have the whole center hall. So it's like this just wild, eclectic grouping of cars that don't necessarily make sense because we got everything from like hot rods and exotics like Aston Martins to Liberace Zimmer and like we just did like an 80s mini truck and you know just kind of weird interesting stuff that I think people would dig when they come by and Shelby's and
Excellent.
You know normal fun stuff too.
And in LA customs are so huge. I feel like LA is the place where people want to see custom cars.
Yeah, and this is like the epicenter of it's the epicenter of custom cars. This is really the epicenter of car culture. And that's the other thing the show's really about is really acknowledging and appreciating all the different kinds of car culture that are out there because, you know, there's people that dig exotic cars and there's people that dig low riders and you know, imports and hot rods and muscle cars. And, you know, we appreciate all that culture and we want to highlight each one of them. Like we do our car show, we have like six car shows in one because we don't want to just have one type of car show. We want to have like everyone involved.
Does everyone else there hate you at the LA Auto Show? Oh, gee, he needs another hall? This is ridiculous.
Actually, they've been pretty nice to me so far, you know, because we try to do something a little different. Like, we got music going in there.
All right.
You know, try to create, like, a fun vibe.
Does Jay Leno just sleep there all weekend?
We do have his truck parked out inside the hall right there,
He's
too.
He's like, I got to go here. This is my thing. Adam Carolla's car is there.
Yes.
He has, listen, this guy started with you. He was a carpenter, right? A carpenter who heard the Kevin and Bean show.
Yes.
Came down, decided to join as a boxing
and
instructor.
A part-time boxing instructor. instructor.
And
yeah.
then joined the show as a writer,
yes.
kind of.
Uh-huh.
Okay. His car that will be at the auto show in the Galpin Hall of Customs, he bought for $4.4 million.
Oh, you're giving Adam up,
man. In 2016, and now the vehicle could be worth double.
Wow.
Anyway, he was a carpenter. Good thing he heard your show.
Yeah, right? Yeah,
you have a $4.4 million car?
I feel like he owes me a taste.
Like even 10%.
Nope. This is also a man that doesn't shower in the morning.
Right.
He just jumps in his pool
True.
And starts his day.
You got to give and take.
$4.4 million car.
God, I love
wow.
Adam.
Amazing.
What's the big standout that everybody's sort of expecting this time?
Well, it's all about kind of electrification this year. You know, Porsche is bringing their Taycan, which is their, you know, the... a sports car, a pure electric BEV, and then Ford just announced their Mustang Mach-E, which is
that's
a
one
four-door
cool.
crossover electric Mustang, which is causing a little controversy just because of the name, but the car
but
is
why
amazing.
Is it?
Oh, because people think, like, oh, it's a Mustang, so it should be pure. Like, a Mustang is a two-door sports car. It can't be anything else.
And you're not taking all Mustangs away, right?
No,
you're just adding this one?
Just adding this to the family.
I
so
see.
It's something in addition to. And, you know, I love that there's actually no Ford badge on it. It's got the pony. And it kind of, to me,
That's
it's
cool.
like a throwback to, you know, when we used to ride horses and, you know, not use
You never gas rode horses.
I have actually never rode a
That's
horse.
That's what I
yes. In your life?
Really?
Never in my life.
Wow.
Oh. I'm highly allergic. But
sounds like something for the show.
Right? Yeah. Maybe take those cameras there.
Oh, yeah. That would be miserable. I'd just stop breathing. And,
well, maybe the last show.
Yeah, we could do that as the last episode. That'd be cool.
What are the kinds of cars are going to be focused on this time? There's always, it seems like there's always three or four that everybody wants to see and check out.
Yeah, so, you know, like Land Rover's bringing their new Defender, which is, you know, going to be like their Jeep and Bronco fighter. But a lot of it's about electrification. There's a company, Karma, that used to be Fisker. They're right outside of our area, and they're showing, you know, their electric vehicle as well. So it's a lot of, you know, it's a lot on electrification. Even Lincoln showing there, like their new little Lincoln is now a plug-in hybrid. So that's what it's about. You know, that we can still have really cool cars like this Mach-E and love driving them, and at the same time have them electrified, so it's better for our environment.
When can we start flying our cars?
Yes, this is the question I wanted.
That's what we ask every time.
It's 2 years
Stop
away.
Stop saying
it's
that.
Always it's always 2 years away. No. And it will always be 2 years away. The only thing, you know, maybe if they do like the, you know, the remote control, those little, you know.
Like drones. A drone?
Those drones. Mm. I think a human drone thing could work.
No. Mm.
But that's a terrible idea.
I'd like Kevin to test it.
By the way, a flying car is also a terrible idea.
Yes, just absolutely.
For the record.
A terrible idea.
Yeah, as far as safety and everything else, maybe that's not the way we want to go.
And you know, we were working with a flying car company back in the 70s when I was a little kid.
Really?
And they actually, and the whole idea was that you could have these wings that, and it was a flying Pinto, of course, so that you could back up, attach the wings to the car, fly to your destination, take the wings off, and then you've got your car. And
did they stop that because Pintos just started exploding?
Well, it unfortunately, an engine tragedy because it did not end well. Unfortunately, it was really sad. But
we'll edit this out.
I'd also like Kevin to test that one.
I'll test them all.
Okay,
why not?
Thank you.
Let's stay on the ground
in a more realistic way. I feel like every time you come in or whatever, everyone asks about the Bronco.
Yes.
Why is there such a controversy on the new Bronco?
Well, there's not really a controversy. We just can't wait to get it because it's been so hyped for so long.
Is that
it takes
another
a long time
two
to design
years?
A car.
Come on,
you know
Bo, you got to get in there and work with your hands.
It's 2 years.
Is
actually.
It another year?
No.
2021?
They're
going to
show it this. They're going to show it in. Am I supposed to be saying this? They're going to show it in springtime. About at the Detroit Auto Show, move to spring summer, and I think that's where it's going to be shown to the world. And it's going to be a Bronco family. So there's like a baby Bronco, a two-door Bronco, and a four-door Bronco, and they are. Amazing.
Yeah,
really
people are
cool.
really excited.
You have to buy the whole family, though?
You do not.
No, you don't. Okay.
You can buy
you
one
do,
or all
you
three.
You can't be single. I heard it. You have
to okay. So you have to get all three
of them.
You
don't want to split up a family.
No. Bo Bachman is here. We're talking about the Los Angeles Auto Show, and we always include your phone calls because everybody has very interesting calls about cars. So 1-800-520-1067 is the number, and we'll take your calls next. We have Bo Bachman here. He's talking about the Los Angeles Auto Show, which is tomorrow through...
December 1st, I believe.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you can see that at the convention center. Let's take some phone calls. Will's been holding for a while in downtown LA. Good morning, Will.
Well,
Good morning, Bo. My question is in regards to imports. I'm an import guy. I'd like to know if Nissan is finally going to change that 370Z, and do you think they're probably going to use the VR30 engine, which comes in the Q50, because that's the big talk in the Nissan world.
Okay, let me take this one, Bo.
Please.
Are you just saying letters
He's
and numbers?
He's just saying words because he knows we don't know.
Bo, I know this one. The answer is yes. Let's move on to line two. No, Jensen, I have no idea what he's talking
thank
about.
Thank you, my friend. Yeah, well, let's... Okay. I have no idea what all those letters mean.
Really?
Myself. I got to be honest with you. Okay, this is when I confess. I don't know that much about those Nissans. So okay. My apologies. I'm okay. The official horrible right. Expert in the room now.
All right. So you're the same expert that Jensen was.
Yeah, you yes. Don't really need. Yeah, Jensen, you can answer.
Oh, okay, the answer's yeah.
Let's go to Henry in Sherman Oaks. If you want to call, it's 1-800-520-1067. Good morning, Henry.
Good morning, guys. Bo, quick question. So on that electric Mustang, I just wanted to know if it's going to still have that same power and that same sound if you were like to get the GT, or if there's going to be like a Roush edition or anything in that sense.
So the answer to the power question is absolutely yes. I mean, this thing's going to go the GT version 0-60 in like mid 3 seconds.
That's been the question for a long time though about electric will it still have the same punch?
Oh, because it has instant torque. So electric vehicles have incredible power, and I mean they're just right off of the line too.
But if it doesn't have the sound, does it really have the power?
So it's more of a whirr sound than a rumble sound. Yeah. And you know, there's some amount of trade-offs in electric vehicles, so sound is one of them, but it comes with lots of advantages as well. So what's great about this car is it's actually designed by Mustang engineers. So this isn't just like a, you know, throwing a Mustang badge on it. These are passionate Mustang people that understand the brand, that live and breathe the brand, and they wouldn't mess up the brand, if you know what I'm talking about.
Sure.
So I haven't driven it yet, but this should drive like a Mustang. And the GT version, I think, is going to be absolutely killer. And this thing gets 300 miles of range, too. So you're really getting everything in this electric vehicle. It's really unbelievable. And it looks cool.
Mm-hmm. So it looks cool, too, Henry.
Do we have the price range on that still?
Yeah, it starts at like $42,000, and then you get a federal tax credit of $7,500. So the starting price is in that like $35,000, which is really good.
Wow, that is good.
And even the GT version is $60,000 minus the $7,500. So, you know, compared to a lot of the models that are out there, it's almost half price of some competing models.
All right. Thank you for the call. We appreciate that. Let's go to Albert in Bellflower. Good morning, Albert.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We are good. Awesome. Thank you. This is another question that we almost always get for Bo, and I'm always interested in the answer.
Oh, good. Bo, what do you think about the hydrogen vehicles and the infrastructure? Do you think it's just a flash in the pan, or is it something that's going to continue?
Hydrogen, I do believe, has merit. But I think as a society and a world, we are going towards electrification. So if you look at everywhere around the world, China with they're going for electrification because of their pollution that they have. You know, we have Tesla that's led the way, and in Europe it's the diesel crisis, right? So kind of as world governments, they've decided that we're going electric. So there's a lot of promise in hydrogen, but the support is really getting behind BEVs. So we'll see. There's still hope, but it's probably a ways off.
All right. Thank you, Albert, for the call. We appreciate that. Let's go to Heidi, who is calling us from Los Angeles. Good morning, Heidi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. You're on with Bo.
Hi, Bo.
Hi.
So actually, I did the voiceover for the next hydrogen flying vehicle called Sky, S-K-A-I. And I'm not the voice of the car. I'm the voice of the ad, the commercial.
Oh, cool.
Is that?
I thought you were the voice
come
of the
on,
car.
We were the voice
thought,
of the
come
car.
Come on, Heidi.
Heidi, I thought we were talking to kids.
I kind of seem like the voice of the car.
Put the voice of the car on.
Tell me Heidi, tell me to make a left. Tell me now.
Make a left.
Thank you.
I like it.
All right.
Yeah,
we can do it.
Here.
Well, do you know about this car?
Sky. What?
Never heard of this.
A hydrogen-powered flying car.
That's not safe.
Yeah, wild,
yeah, so
man.
It's all It's all automated, and it's self-flying, right? There's no people because then everyone would have to get a pilot's license. But if you look at the ad, it's really beautiful. It's called Sky.
Heidi, are you from the future?
Is this 2 years away?
Is this 2 years?
I am from the future.
2 years future, Heidi.
Yeah. They say that it's coming to Los Angeles and Boston. I mean, it's pretty amazing what they want to do with it. You know, whether it's ever going to happen, I don't know, but it's beautiful.
Well, it's a cool idea, and, you know, if it ever gets pulled off, it'll be awesome, but I don't know.
Probably.
We'll see.
Probably not. Yes. Mark, do you have a question you want to ask?
Yeah, absolutely. There's been a lot of Teslas in the news with their security video system catching felony vandalizers.
Yeah.
My question is, will all car companies have this soon? Because if it's one thing I've learned from Pulp Fiction, you never key another man's ride.
That's absolutely right.
Good reference, Muggs.
We all learned that from Pulp
Fiction. Very timely reference. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, a lot of these new cars, like the one I'm driving, they have 360-degree cameras. So literally, it can be put where the security goes off, the cameras go on, and yes, we catch those guys doing those types of things. So, yes, beware.
All right, let's go to Mo in Woodland Hills. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Good morning, Bo. Hey, Mo. What's happening?
Bo and Bo.
Yep, right on.
Yes. So with all the electric vehicles that are on the road, either right now or coming out, do you have any favorites?
I was actually driving the Jaguar I-Pace and absolutely loved it. It's a phenomenal car. The Tesla drives beautifully as well. I got to give it credit where credit's due. Actually, it was really cool because Elon Musk even tweeted about the Mustang Mach-E and congratulated Ford, which I thought was really cool.
Interesting, yeah.
I'm actually waiting for the Mach-E. I'm completely geeked out about it and really excited to drive it. So,
and when will that be available to the rest of us?
About fall of next year, I believe. Oh, so it's coming soon.
Okay. And the cool part is, too, is like
there's also the Porsche, too.
Yeah. Oh, how can I mean, jeez.
Yeah.
You always forget the most obvious thing, the Porsche, the Taycan. Oh, my God.
So mad.
That is going to be like the most incredible electric car out there, I think, because it is the performance is going to be all Porsche. I mean, that thing is just ripping up Nürburgring. And yes, that is the most highly anticipated BEV. Thank you for that.
Thank God for
I need your help.
Mo.
Dude, I need you, man.
Three of those being sure. Yeah, no worries.
All right, like I'm calling
my
for
man
Porsche.
Mo.
Yeah. My name is Mo Porsche.
We're basically just getting calls from other companies.
Yeah.
Let's go to Louie in Pico Rivera. Hi.
What up, guys?
Hey.
I have a quick question. Would Ford ever come out with the Ford Lightning again?
Oh, wouldn't that be cool?
I love that car.
We were just talking about that yesterday, actually.
A sporty truck, basically.
Yeah. I'll just build one.
That is a cool car.
Bo just snaps his fingers and goes, let's bring that back.
Yeah.
Right? That's how it works.
No, we should bring it back with the V6 twin turbo it comes with now.
All right. I swear, honest to God, I'll get to work on one just for you.
It's a good car.
But no, we were talking about it yesterday. We were at the show, and we'd love to build one. In fact, like when I was at SEMA 2 weeks ago, we came up this really stupid, awful idea to build an 80s mini truck again and do like a stupid, wild paint job. We got
love
the
it.
Double windshield wipers. It's like slammed down to the ground.
Dumb ideas are the best ideas.
Oh, and it's
please.
The most obnoxious looking thing. And it went from a concept to the car show in 1 week.
I'm really
proud of that, so we can pull some stuff off. So I love that idea. I'd love to bring back
the
Lightning.
Okay, if we're bringing things back, can we bring back the car I always wanted as a kid? I had a Matchbox car of this, and it was my favorite Matchbox car.
Does he have to guess?
I want a Subaru Brat.
Oh, right.
Right?
With the seats in the back that were like...
Yes, and it had ski poles that you'd hold on to.
Because you'd literally have to hold on to those to save your life.
Pretty much.
Or get flown out of the car.
Yeah.
Those Subaru Brats were the coolest.
Let's bring them back,
when I was a kid, I'd be so jealous if I'd see other kids 100%. Like riding back there. But can you imagine being a parent and putting your kid back there now?
My parents would do it with any car.
Well, we were in the back of those Crown Victorias with a big wagon, and they'd face each other. And, man, those are like total death traps, too. If we were getting rear-ended that, we were like, it'd slice our heads off.
Bo has 14 kids, too, so there's no possible way.
There's no way.
No, we just throw them in the back and hope they make it.
Again, it's the Los Angeles Auto Show. It is tomorrow through December 1st at the Los Angeles Convention Center, and you're in the central...
Yeah, we're in the Concourse Hall, which is right in the middle between North and South. Come on by. It should be a good time.
And go to Galpin, too.
Yeah, please do. That would be
general.
Awesome. Thanks for the plug, Jensen.
Listen,
I appreciate it.
I have Galpin running through my blood.
That's true.
By the way, and I also want to thank you again, like we do every year, when we do our charity event, Bo says, just call however many trucks you need, take them.
Of course. I mean, you guys are amazing.
It's crazy.
You do all the work.
I don't, but, there are other people who do all the work.
Well, they
I'm
Melissa
just
this
do
all the work.
Spokesmodel.
I don't have to do anything except do that. So you guys do amazing things. So thank you for what you do. That's amazing.
Well, thank you for allowing us to use the trucks. It helps us, give more money to the charity. So
absolutely.
We always appreciate that. Bo, you're welcome here anytime.
Thank you, my friend.
Thanks
it's
for
great
coming.
To be here. I love you guys.
Yay.
Love
you too.
RJ. You suck at betting, you're a loser. special. You lost me money, screw you.
It's a special intro for you, RJ.
Wow.
Yeah, it's, I think we know what he went this week now.
I think it's- RJ, yeah, Bell, are you there?
Are we on air?
Yes, we're on air.
Mistakes were made.
Listen, he's still above 50%.
Exactly.
That's all.
Thank you. Thank you.
But once you go below 50%, I don't know what I say after the song.
Well, listen, since it never happens, mm-hmm. you can just relax.
Okay, good.
But you won what? One game last week?
No.
Let's focus on the future, please.
Oh,
there were three mistakes made.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, RJ, it happens.
All right.
It does.
RJ, tell us your week 12 picks, please.
Okay. And we do have a big LA battle, UCLA and USC. So yeah. we can oh, talk okay. about that after.
Okay.
This week, big dog, Cincinnati, the Bengals.
Wow.
Last team in the NFL with zero wins. Why bet them? Because people overreact to zero wins. In fact, in the last 30 years, second half of the season, if you just took winless teams, that's all you did blind, you would have covered 64% against the spread. That's better than 0% yeah. like last week, right? Mm-hmm. So this it really is a human nature situation that zero is so prominent in people's minds. They say, I don't want any part of that. The reality is that causes that team to be undervalued and thus you want to play on them. Pittsburgh, they were in that big battle after the game with the Browns.
Yeah, the helmet guy.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really the national story. And distractions, I think, no doubt from that. They lost their center because of a suspension. Two other offensive players, their best running back and best receiver, injured. So Steelers banged up. Bengals winless. We're taking the Bengals +7.
All right. The best bet is Atlanta Falcons -4 over Tampa Bay.
This is a good lesson because there's times during a season in which a team does very differently than you would expect. Atlanta had played poorly most of the year. Last two games, they played outstanding. So the question is that the truth, the last two, or is the season the truth? Well, when you can find a reason for the last two, then it makes more sense. Atlanta's defense was the problem this entire year. During their bye week, which came two games ago, Atlanta decided the head coach was no longer going to call the plays on defense. They were going to have others call them. Since then, Atlanta's defense has been great. It might be a coincidence that that was the change, but I think there's a reason that they've been winning, and it's that change. And because of that, I trust it more. So we're going to go with the Falcons, favored by 4, over the Tampa Bay Bucks.
All right, and your big game.
RJ, I'm shocked by this. You usually avoid these really high-profile games, and this is a big one.
Yeah, I agree because I think there's such a tendency to bet the TV games. Mm-hmm. I'm always a little suspicious, but, man, I like the Packers +3.5, and here's why. Entering the season, the 49ers, if you would have asked professionals here in Vegas, average, maybe a little better than average. And then 6 games in, it was like, oh, this is one of the best teams, the 49ers. They're undefeated. That was too much of a swing for me. Now we've seen the 49ers not as good as we thought at the best. And I think the public still remembers them being undefeated, thus they're overrated. Also, keep in mind, I'm going to say a name, and most of the LA area is going to say, who? Kittle. Who's that? He's the tight end for the 49ers. Very valuable. Not very well known. He's likely out this game. He's been out the last few. Jimmy G struggles without Kittle. So we're going to take Green Bay Packers +3.5.
There you go. Big game.
All right. USC, UCLA.
All right. No
pick. We're not putting it official.
No, but USC is favored by 2 touchdowns. I have a strong lean towards the underdog, UCLA. And here's why. They got beat last week really badly against Utah. So it's like, you know, they got beat again. Prior to that, UCLA had covered 5 out of 6. So I think they started the season, obviously, with Chip Kelly not so great. They played pretty decently. UCLA has since, but now they're getting 14. And it's a rivalry, which obviously benefits the team that's the underdog because they tend to play these games close. So we'll go lean UCLA, but they are getting 2 touchdowns.
How many times have you seen a 14-point?
Yeah, not much.
That's a crazy amount.
No doubt, because both of these programs have done, you know, quite well. And obviously USC had a great start to the century. But yeah, UCLA's prospects in football have certainly dropped off, and you got to be disappointed because Chip Kelly was a big name hire.
Yeah.
All right. So the big dog is Cincinnati Bengals +7 hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers. The best bet is Atlanta Falcons -4 over Tampa Bay, and
yeah.
The big game is the Green Bay Packers +3.5 at
San Francisco.
Do you
hear Dave yelling as if they have any playoff options? Like, I love that. One game, yes! We'll take it.
You can follow RJ on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. The website is pregame.com. You can get the podcast, which is RJ Bell's Dream Preview, and the daily radio show is Straight Out of Vegas with RJ Bell. RJ, we appreciate it each week. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thank you.
Thank you. 'Cause he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell.
And now, a moment with Allie.
We believe in the magnanimity.
What's that? Nope.
Yeah.
Magnanimity. Sorry, what's the word?
Oh, no. Well, how long we got? We're on till 9:30?
Magnanimity?
I mean, you're getting closer.
Magnanimity?
Oh, man. Oh, no. This has never happened.
You should, you know what you should do is pre-read these stories.
That was a moment with Allie.
That is a noise that you make. Woof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wearing a hard hat with that construction.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
Listen, I've never seen that word, read mm-hmm. that word, said that word.
Right.
And I think we're all better for it.
I think that went well.
And
as well.
I'm never going to say that word again anyway, so... Magnanimity mini.
Oh, I hope it ends up in some huge entertainment story.
That'd be great. It's the only way she can get through the stories to do
with the Friends reunion.
Comedian Eddie Ift is next, but first, what's happening?
Guys, Zac Efron is going to star in his own survival series for Quibi, the streaming service.
That was a dumb idea!
It's going to be called Killing Zac Efron. It's going to center on the 32-year-old actor as he heads deep into the jungle of a remote, dangerous island.
For 6 minutes? Anyone could last for that amount of time.
Of falling off the grid for 21 days.
Oh.
He's going to take with him nothing but basic gear, a guide partner, and a will to survive, plus, of course, a camera crew. So, guys, Quibi.
Mm-hmm.
No big deal. They're set to launch in April with the goal of having 7,000 pieces of content in its first year. And Efron joins a long roster of A-listers. You've got Guillermo del Toro, Steven Spielberg, Steven Soderbergh, Jennifer Lopez. All of them have signed up to be a part of this short-form streaming service, Quibi. Again, $5 a month for a version with ads, or $8 for an ad-free version.
I think we've talked about the Steven Spielberg A Little One before, but it's supposed to be a horror anthology show, and it's only going to be able to watch at night.
Oh,
on your phone.
So weird.
And there will be no option to watch this on your computer or television.
Is that in general?
Yeah,
period.
Yes. No, in general. Any Quibi show will only be able to be seen on your phone.
All right.
Life's changing, guys.
I'm in.
That is terrifying, though. At that point, I get a VPN and I say I'm somewhere overseas so I can watch it during the day. I don't want to be scared.
I'm in Canada. It's a couple hours difference. What is the difference between them?
I'm in Vancouver.
Maybe three.
3 hours. Okay. It's 3 hours earlier. I got to see it now.
It would be later.
How
is he with time zones?
I don't know, but
I mean,
look at you with your math.
I'm in Tucson. Tucson's what, an hour different?
No, I'm thinking I'd get a VPN and say I'm in England.
Oh.
Right?
Got it.
Why would I? I can't.
Because instead of watching it at 7, you can watch it at 6:30.
Like, I'm in Seattle now.
Hey, I'm just trying to help.
You're just naming places around here.
Just trying to help.
Okay.
Texas? Paso? I'm in El Paso. Remember the Alamo.
Again, I want it to be like 8 hours later there so then I could watch it 8 hours
earlier.
Here,
I was trying to get you an hour or two. Got it.
Yeah. Guys, Oprah Winfrey has announced that 9 special guests will join her 2020 Vision Your Life in Focus tour.
Hey, Queen.
Here's the thing. She's going to have a new celebrity interviewee for each day at arenas across the country.
Mm-hmm.
This is an incredible list of celebs. I will say this. Earlier, we said one of them's going to be Gayle King.
We knew that.
So we know one of them's Gayle King.
We knew there were going to be 8 A-listers and Gayle King.
Lady Gaga will be in Fort Lauderdale. Okay. Tina Fey in St. Paul. Mm-hmm. I think I said St. Louis for 5 a.m. And I apologize to you people.
I changed my flight now.
Yep. Sorry about that. Amy Schumer in Charlotte. Mm-hmm. Dwayne The Rock Johnson in Atlanta. Michelle Obama in Brooklyn. Tracy Ellis Ross in Dallas. Kate Hudson in San Francisco. Here in Los Angeles, we're getting J-Lo. Mm-hmm. And then Gayle King in Denver.
What happened to Amy Winehouse?
She will not be making this tour. The tour will motivate audiences to, quote, make 2020 the year of renewal and celebrate all we are meant to be. Here's where I say, oh, F this. They participate in an interactive morning session involving workbook exercises and outlining a wellness action plan for the year.
Please, okay. I'd rather sit in my bed, like, just staring at a wall.
Yeah, I'm skipping the morning session.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But then I head to the afternoon session, mm-hmm. but then I see that, no, Julianne Hough is going to kick off the afternoon session with a movement experience. Okay, I'm not dancing with Julianne Hough because she's an amazing dancer and that'll make me feel bad and I don't need to go into 2020 feeling bad about my dancing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I'll join them for the close of the day, which is the celebrity guess. Also, I'm not doing any of this because, come on.
How mad are you in Denver?
Oh.
And you and probably they have a program that you can buy that has all the other cities and their guests for a t-shirt with like tour name on the back with all the people in other cities. And then you get Gayle King.
Or they were just like, you know what? People are high.
Oh, right. The altitude, so, also, the altitude tires.
Good point.
Exactly.
Could be anyone.
Exactly. So there you have it. By the way, we also now know SNL's lineup for December. December 7th, J-Lo with the baby. Which is awesome because it's a little baby that gets out there and sings.
That would be awesome.
Adorable.
Yeah.
December 14th, Scarlett Johansson with Niall Horan. And December 21st, we knew Eddie Murphy was coming back to SNL. He was going to be doing his comedy up there, doing some skits. It was going to be great. There was no musical guest listed. And a part of me was hoping we were going to see Eddie Murphy do both. He was going to host and be musical guest. We were going to get Boogie in Your Butt. And we were going to get My Girl Wants to Party All the Time.
Both great jams.
I was stoked.
That would be awesome. Mm-hmm.
But I guess Lizzo's okay, too.
Put a tree in your butt. Put a bubble bee in your butt. Put a clock in your butt. Put a big rock in your butt. Say, put some fleas in your butt. Say, stop to sneeze in your butt. Say, put a tin can. Put a little tiny man in your butt.
My favorite part, put a little tiny man in your butt.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that would have been so much
fun. Yeah, awesome. It's cool that it's Lizzo, though. I mean, people will like that.
I'm holding out hope for a collaboration where they do Put It in the Butt.
It's not Put It in the Butt.
Wow.
That's what it is
it's
for
Boogie
me.
In the Butt.
That's the remix?
Yeah, Put It in the
Lizzo
Butt.
Lizzo on her flute, and it's Put It in Your Butt?
It's about the flute.
You call it a flute?
Skin flute?
Hello!
All right, I mean, some birthdays for you. That was implied. Like
yes, that was my joke. Yeah.
Okay.
That was my joke.
Because a lot of times they call that a...
Right.
Again,
some birthdays for you. Michael Strahan, Carly Rae Jepsen, Bjork, Goldie Hawn, and Ken Griffey Jr. And that's what's happening.
Let's talk to a good friend of ours, Eddie Ift, who's going to do something, I'm going to say ridiculous, tomorrow. A little overreaching, don't you guys think?
Eddie, there's still time. You can back out. No one will hold you to it.
Yeah, I figure I can back out at any point during it. I just stop and go, I'm done.
I mean, that's the dedication that we're looking for.
That's, sounds like we're raising money today.
Eddie, what exactly is this charity fundraiser / run?
Well, I'm running 68 miles in a row.
I'm sorry, your phone cut out. Yeah. You said 68 miles.
68 miles in a row to benefit the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation, which takes care of the families of fallen firefighters. And I was around the Malibu fires, my house. I saw everything that happened. I saw all these firefighters working so hard and being so brave. And I was like, yeah, I should probably go run 68 miles. That's what happened.
And look, that's what we all thought.
So you're giving yourself what, like 2 weeks to finish this?
Yeah, three maybe.
Taking a tent.
Goal is to break 24 hours. I think we'll do it in about 6 days.
I thought, were you passing out?
I was choking. I think there's no
your phone
way
cut out.
Happening.
I thought you said 6 days.
No, I'm joking. I think 17 hours is what we'll do it in. But
68
I got a call
miles.
This morning.
if this is a bad sign that I shouldn't do this. One of the guys that was coming is a Navy SEAL, and he dropped out this morning because he's like, I think this is just too
really.
You know.
Oh man,
yeah,
Eddie,
yeah.
Really? What is the most you've run so far in training?
About two.
Well, I'd say you're ready.
That's a, that's no, a Navy I SEAL. Did, Those did, guys I, mentally are the top.
I did 30 miles one day, and I did it alone. Mm-hmm. And that's the scary part, because you got to go out in the dark, and you.
Oh, Eddie's
he's dead already.
He already died.
He just died. Didn't even make it.
Are you still there?
Yes, I live up in the mountains where there's no service, so I apologize.
And so this sounds safe.
If this is any indication of what it's going to be like when I'm out in the woods trying to call for help.
Right. Right.
Well, you're starting this, what, in the middle of the night, right?
Yeah, we're starting at 1 a.m. tonight at the beginning of the trail in the Pacific Palisades, and it ends in Point Magoo in Ventura County. I'm going into another county.
Wow.
I know you haven't cleared the area, but do you know if there's wild animals? I mean, I feel like that's a good question.
So they tag all the mountain lions have GPS collars on them.
Okay.
And they don't follow them, but they'll know where they were when they got us.
I see.
They'll know where to find your body.
So once you've been attacked, they will be able to find you.
Yeah. Yeah.
They'll be like, oh, it looks like Jimmy got him.
I knew he'd get close. And people can donate to this. They don't have to run 68 miles with you. They can donate to the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation. You can get that link at eddieift.com, IFFT.com.
Yeah, it's EDDIE, too.
Yes.
And
right.
There's only 11 mountain lions in these mountains, apparently.
He's done his research.
That they know of.
Is that a joke? Honestly, is that a joke? Because what?
Every 6 miles, we'll have to face a new one. It's like a video game boss.
That's not a joke. Kevin, one time, where we're running, like in the area that I live, there was a news report that somebody had like 9 of their alpacas killed by a mountain lion.
Oh, my
God.
And
everybody's like, yeah, and everybody was like, oh, my God, these mountain lions are insane. And all I was thinking is, who has 9 alpacas in their backyard?
That's your thought?
Yeah, no one's going to say, who was running 68 miles and died?
About every hour, you're going to have to fight
take
mountain
them on.
Lion.
He's got to take them on.
We haven't talked about the rattlesnakes, too, that I almost step on all the time.
How many? How many of those do they have?
Hundreds.
I've seen almost a snake on every one of my hikes.
Eddie, it's going to be dark for the majority of this.
Yeah, about half of it.
What are you doing? Are you going to have like a light on your head, like a miner's light type of thing?
A miner's helmet? Yeah. While he runs?
Yeah, I'll be going on Facebook, or not Facebook, Instagram, my Instagram stories. Mm-hmm. A buddy of mine, Hunter McIntyre, is coming with me, who he helped organize it with me. He's also a 7-time world champion obstacle course racer has done numerous 24-hour races, and he's bringing a whole bunch of his, like, fellow runners who are all extreme athletes, and we have the guy who was number 2 in the CrossFit Games. And then we have a guy who tells fart jokes.
Yeah,
oh,
right. Excellent. Right.
That's me. Mm-hmm.
Oh, we've got Hunter on line 4. He's about to drop out. Let's go to Hunter.
Yeah, it ends up just being Eddie.
Wouldn't that
running.
Be funny? Everyone drops Eddie. Out. Eddie's 1 a.m. There's nobody but Eddie.
If you don't want him to be alone, you can go to eddieift.com. You can join the group that's going, right? It's going to be a small group, but you can join you at certain points of the race?
Sure. We're stopping at 4 different spots. We stop at the top of Stunt Road. We go to Corral Canyon. We go to Mishimokwa. I don't know where that is, but somebody told me to listen to the Indian chants in the middle of the night. I was like, okay.
This seemed like a good plan.
This is just a bad idea. But I will tell you, if everyone drops out, I will still do it.
Yeah.
I will do it. I will cry the entire way, bawling my eyes out.
But you'll
fact,
stop.
I'm gonna cry already.
You'll stop crying when the mountain lion kills you, though. So you got that going for you.
Will I be like Grizzly Man? Will I get a movie at least?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, the Eddie If story?
Yeah.
It's 100%. We're all going to be on it. This recording will be used in the opening credits.
So it's still a good thing, and you're still doing it, and you're still raising money, and people can still donate by going to eddieif.com.
Mm-hmm. Are we going to check in with him tomorrow?
We're check in Let's with check him. In tomorrow.
Excellent.
Tomorrow, I think he's scheduled to make stops at two times during the morning, and I think we could talk to him both times.
Excellent.
Good. Yeah.
So,
and I promise I'll call if I'm crying, too.
Thank you.
Excellent.
We need that footage for the Eddie If story.
That's the most important part.
The Eddie If to live story.
Eddie Iffy decision.
Eddie, you're the best.
Very nice knowing you guys.
Nice to know you, too.
Thanks for all the love over the years.
Sure. Uh-huh. And, you know, good luck.
Yeah. Say hi to Bean in heaven.
Hey, Kevin.
Yes.
Kevin, I'm leaving you my two children.
Uh-oh. Phone cut out. We didn't hear you.
I didn't hear that. It sounded like two children.
That's been recorded.
Okay, bye. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:40. Time for one more look at what's happening with Allie.
I need pot smokers to listen up.
Okay.
Smoke weed every day.
Pay attention to this story.
Okay.
New York-based online magazine American Marijuana.
Start again. I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah,
wait
a minute.
New York-based online magazine American Marijuana is looking for a reliable cannabis connoisseur to try the latest goods on the pot market, including new strains, vape products, edibles, and CBD supplements.
I'm nervous we're going to lose Beer Mug.
Oh, Beer Mug is pumping his fist right now from the other room.
We need him around here.
Beer Mug, listen up. Since now more than 20 states have legalized recreational or medical marijuana, the online outlet says the position is more crucial than ever. This job is 100% for real. It's an important job that includes more than just getting paid to smoke weed. Self-starting smokers will be expected.
I would do it just for smoking weed. You get a salary?
Here's the thing. Here's what you need to do. Yeah. You need to write honest reviews and opinions and produce unboxing and explainer videos about the paraphernalia that they send you.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get a monthly shipment from the magazine of the stuff you have to review.
Go on.
And salary starts at $36,000.
Okay, now I think that's good because
it's amazing.
Oh, Muggs just left.
Muggs, you can't leave.
Muggs just left. He just left.
Actually, just did
saluted.
A salute.
He saluted.
And he left.
Yes, he left.
I haven't even told him where to apply.
He was you know what though?
He doesn't
care. True soldier of the show.
He you're right.
Purely saluted us and left.
All you have to do.
I'm thankful for his service.
Is be 18, a resident of the U.S. state or Canadian territory where the drug is legal. He's got it.
Yeah.
He's over 18. He lives in L.A. Muggs, congratulations on the new gig.
I sort of car screech out. I think he's speeding to wherever he needed to go.
To wherever the online magazine is shipped to.
I'm trying to find the online mag.
Trying to find this website on the URLs on the .coms. So good luck, you guys.
Good luck, Muggs.
All right.
Not a bad deal.
I like it.
I don't know why this story brings me so much joy, but it does. So I had told you about the news that James Dean, the iconic actor who passed away, you know, in the 1950s, would be returning via CGI for an upcoming Vietnam-era action drama called Finding Jack. Well, The Hollywood Reporter is now reporting that the role was originally for a CGI'd Elvis Presley.
Oh, boy.
What is happening?
According to the report, the filmmakers originally had Elvis in mind for the role of an army unit leader, but they were turned down by his estate. I also find it very funny that these filmmakers cannot for the life of them understand why there was backlash against the movie.
They're like,
they can't figure
it out. They double down.
They're like, this is a great idea. I don't know what's wrong with you guys that we're bringing back a long dead guy.
Go tell every waiter at Jerry's that you're going to start casting dead people instead of them.
Well, the filmmakers also debated casting a young Paul Newman for the lead role, who's a soldier named Fletcher, but decided to limit the CGI casting to just James Dean.
Sure.
They said, we don't want this
don't
to become
overdo
a spectacle.
It.
Yeah, they don't want to be a gimmick.
Sweetie.
Right.
Oh, I don't know why I enjoy that story so very much. Now, you guys are fathers. I think I'll focus on you, Kevin, for this because Adler's not old enough.
I'm a new dad, yeah.
Kids are tough to please, especially with what their parents do.
Yes.
Did your kids ever listen to the radio show growing up?
No.
And you didn't really want them to?
I didn't want them to, no.
Well, this is a little different then because this is Matt Damon, who has four daughters with his wife, Luciana. And he's a little upset that his kids don't want to watch Good Will Hunting. And he is pushing it on them. He said, it's total resistance. I'm kind of forcing them, and it's not working. I'm like, are you sure you don't want to watch Good Will Hunting? You know, your dad and Uncle Ben wrote it, right? And the kids are like, yeah, Dad, we know. Nope. They're not into it. Yeah. It's like, I won an Oscar. And they're like, don't care.
But that, I remember with Mark Hoppus's kid, because I had been around his kid a lot growing up, Jack, and he would be like, yeah, my dad's music's awful. He's not cool at all. Like,
it's
your dad.
They're not impressed by you at all.
Yeah. No, he'd be like, that's the last thing I want to do is hear his dumb music.
Yeah. Think about, like, who's the coolest person ever? Like, who just
The Rock is pretty cool.
The Rock. You know that his kids have got to be like, dude,
he's
Dad,
The Rock. He's the worst.
Stop looking out. You're so weird looking.
Yeah.
Ew. Yeah, you're right. It doesn't matter who you are.
Yeah, if your dad's Jim Henson, you're still like, ugh, he's got those socks everywhere that
Ew,
he talks
it's
out
always
of.
Like,
ugh.
You're making motions again.
Yeah. No, that was my hand going up Kermit.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Please, it wasn't me. It's the Kermit the puppet, you mean.
Fake Kermit.
Oh, yeah, not you.
Not the real
not
Kermit.
You.
Yeah.
Fake one, yeah.
Guys, Jussie Smollett, we haven't talked about him in a while. Kind of was wishing he was just fading away into obscurity.
That's what
he still is being sued by the city of Chicago. They're trying to recoup the cost of the investigation, of course, by... saying, hey, remember when you were attacked by two men in that racist and homophobic attack? You really weren't.
Mm-hmm.
And it never happened. But he is still maintaining his innocence. But here's the thing. He is now suing the city of Chicago for malicious prosecution. In the lawsuit filed this week, he's claiming that the city of Chicago created a narrative that painted him as the mastermind of a fake attack, which caused him humiliation, distress, and cost him professionally. I mean, that you are sticking to your
so
story.
Weird. He's never going to give this up.
No.
But we don't know the final story. We've never really been told the final story, or have we? And people
no,
just
but
didn't
it seems like there's a lot of proof.
Right.
Yeah. They dropped the case. There was a lot of questions as to why the case was dropped. Everything about this is shady.
Like they
and
found
icky.
Texts between him
oh,
and the
yeah.
two guys. And
they
everything.
Found where
the
they
two
bought
guys
the hardware.
They were like,
the,
no,
yeah.
it's totally made up.
So in court, I don't think it was ever decided. No. So he can still have this, you know, try and play this side.
Canceled.
It's just, it's gross. The whole thing is gross. Who's with me?
Oh, I think the whole world's
All
with
of us,
you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Cool, you guys. Hey, what do you think of this? Uber is going to begin testing recording audio during rides as part of its efforts to improve safety. The Washington Post said yesterday that it will apparently start doing it in the U.S. They're trying it right now in Brazil and Mexico. Riders are able to opt in, and there's a warning saying that your trip can be recorded. You can opt in on that. The audio will be encrypted to protect privacy, and neither drivers nor riders will be able to listen to the recordings. But after a ride, people will be able to report a safety incident and send the recording to Uber customer support. What do you think of that?
I mean, I don't mean to be conspiracy alley. I know that is your territory.
Yes, agreed.
Uh-huh. But as we all know from Amazon Alexa, these things tape even when they don't want them taping. So as soon as there's an issue and they go, oh, we'll just go to the tape. Oh, I didn't opt in. Oh, okay, we'll still go to the tape.
Right.
That's what's going to happen.
That will happen.
This seems bad.
Here's the thing. As someone that has to take car services different places.
Because you're drunk a lot?
No. But there's always a real fear that something can go wrong in that car. And there have been rapes.
Yes.
There have been murders.
Assault.
A lot of stuff.
Even just creepiness. You could go to the bottom
of
it.
And that's going to be caught on this, too. Like, oh, you got a boyfriend. There's such a fear that I say record all the time.
Now, question.
I am saying
really?
That.
Did I miss
Allie's
the detail?
Saying that.
Allie, did I miss a detail? Did I miss if the driver knows?
Driver doesn't know.
I like that.
No, driver can't hear it. I don't know if
they
know.
No, but does the driver know he's being recorded?
I don't know.
I like the idea he doesn't know. That way he feels it's being recorded every time.
Yeah, or I'd rather he didn't know if it was recorded because then you can see their true self.
What if I like this, too?
Okay.
Me, I get in the back of your Uber. I'm holding a full boom mic, the stick and everything.
But is
it
hidden or
you
can fully see it?
Yeah, he knows the whole time.
Okay, all right. What if you put like a really bright colored like muff on the front.
Can you ding the bell?
The covering of the boom mic so he really
knows.
Oh,
he
it's
knows,
there.
He knows. Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm huddled in the back holding up the stick.
You're like, "Don't worry about it.
Talk into the mic, please."
Is that what we're calling it?
Right.
Okay. Some birthdays for you. Goldie Hawn, Michael Strahan, Carly Rae Jepsen, Bjork, and Ken Griffey Jr., and that's what's happening.
Thanks, Ellie. A 5 p.m. commercial-free hour. Tomorrow morning on all-new Kevin and Bean Show, we have tickets for night two of the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas. We have comedian Tig Notaro, and we have Adam Carolla.
Two. I mean, what a lineup.
And keep it 100 because it's Friday tomorrow.